To worship today. Beautiful day out there. You guys were up in Grand Marais. How was it? No? Where were you this week? Oh. How was it? Yeah, good. Did you catch the biggest? Ah, lucky dog. Yeah, nice to have you here, all of you. We've had a really different kind of a week. Yesterday, beef and corn feed, everyone just joined in and worked together. And it's our idea here. It's not about making money. It's about bringing community together. And we had so many people from the neighborhood come in, and everybody works so well together. And it's not about the money, it's about bringing family together. But the proceeds, half go down to a medical mission in Biloxi, Louisiana? Biloxi, Mississippi. And the other half we decided should be used to support our memory garden. If you haven't been down to the memory garden, it's about as beautiful a place as there is in the state of Minnesota right now. You know, stop there before you head home. Anyway, thanks to everybody who helped out with that. Then we had a sad day when we had to do our duties and take care of Irene's son, Dwayne. And so we sent him off to heaven. We had a good send-off for Dwayne. Then also today I heard that Shar Berg's brother died unexpectedly. So lots of joy and then lots of sorrow. And maybe that in between is a regular kind of a week. You know, that's the nature of who we are as a people. Joy and sorrow and everything in between. So I'm glad you're here today because we can think about how blessed we are, how God has sent His Spirit to us, and how He promises His love for us. This Creator of the universe loves us. And, you know, that's a surprise, isn't it, Joyce? Especially you and me. Sometimes I wonder about you. Yeah, no, back to you also. Yeah, we served 227 people last night, by the way, so that was great. I think, am I missing anything? I think that's all the announcements. Let's keep the Longs and the Bergs in our prayer this week, though. We've got the bells. Thank you for playing today. I think we'll invite you to lead us in worship, and then we will dismiss you during our first hymn. Thank you. Please rise. Let's sing the first two verses of our opening hymn, For All the Saints. First two verses.
Name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain, in Thou wilt fought fight. Thou in the darkness drear their one true light. Alleluia, alleluia.
Please turn to the order of confession and forgiveness in your bulletins. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. In the presence of God who sees our hearts and our minds, let us confess our sin. Let's take a moment for silent confession. And let us confess together. God, our strength, we confess that we are captive to the power of sin that dwells within us. We put ourselves first and others last. What we think will make us happy leaves us longing for more. Even when we want to do what is good, we find ourselves doing the opposite. Rescue us from death's grip on our lives and raise us up day by day, that we may be alive to God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Sisters and brothers, all have fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, we are justified by God's grace as a gift. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, in whom we have forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation. Let's join together in the prayer of the day. O God, your ears are open always to the prayers of your servants. Open our hearts and minds to you, that we may live in harmony with your will and receive the gifts of your Spirit. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Matthew, beginning with the 31st verse. Throughout Matthew's gospel, Jesus and his disciples proclaim the good news that the kingdom of heaven is near. Here, Jesus offers several brief parables that explore the implication of this announcement for people's lives. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The Word of God, the Word of Life. Please be seated as we sing our sermon hymn, 396. Let's sing the first 2 verses of 396.
Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You moved on the waters, you called to the deep. Then you coaxed up the mountains from the valleys of sleep. And over the eons, you called to each thing. Awake from your slumbers and rise on your wings. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You swept through the desert, you stung with the sand, and you goaded your people, the law and the land. And when they were blinded, lies and lies, then you spoke through your prophets to open their eyes. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness. Wind, wind on the sea.
Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The year was 1905. A fellow by the name of Bill Griffiths was playing baseball in Salt Lake City, Utah, playing first base. The batter hit a ball on the ground to him, and somehow as he was diving for it, it hit a stone, flew into his glove, and he made it to first base to win the game and call the guy out. Now, Griffiths didn't think that there should be stones on the field, so he walked over, was going to throw that stone off. When he looked at it, it kind of was shiny, so he stuck it in his pocket. Later that night, he went back to that baseball field and started digging other stones out. He had a half a bucket full of stones. He brought it to the assayer's office that same week, and he found out he had $900 worth of gold. He went and contacted two of his best friends. They parlayed their money, and they ended up buying that baseball field. And in about 2 years, he was a multimillionaire. Jesus says in his parable today, if you find a treasure in a field, you'll go and sell all you have and buy that field, and it'll be yours. So things like that happen. Kingdom of heaven is like treasure in the field. What is the kingdom of heaven? That's what I'd like us to think about today. Any of you ever, I haven't gotten any Publishers Clearing House envelopes lately. You know, if you paste them and do them all right and send them in, you don't have to buy anything. Someone's going to be knocking at your door, there'll be a big camera, and they'll say, "Congratulations, Mr. Eisenman, you're a millionaire, yay!" But it never showed up on mine, and I think I'm still getting magazines. Woman named Louise White, 83 years old, lives in Newport, Rhode Island, bought a lottery ticket. She wasn't having much luck with lottery tickets, so she stuck this one in her Bible. A couple weeks later, she remembered she had it. She must have used the Bible, took the lottery ticket, won the sixth largest prize in the history of the United States, something like $636 million. Now, that doesn't mean you should go and buy a lottery ticket and put it in your Bible. But if anyone hits the lottery, we're putting up a high-rise here for our people so they don't have to sell their house and move to Texas. Nothing against Texas, okay? But, yeah. It just reminded me on my, I hate computers, but I turn my computer on Wednesdays to check my emails. There was an email from a Nigerian prince saying that if I would help send him some money, he would split $50 million that's stuck in a Nigerian bank. He would split it with me. So I'm seriously, nah, I'm not going to go for that. But what would you do for the pearl of great price? You see this pearl, you know, what would you do to parlay that? I mean, that's the question Jesus is saying today. The pearl of great price, the treasure in the field, if you find it, you'll do anything to get it. Now, what you and I think might be the most important thing in the world, Jesus says it's faith. It's something that comes from within here. The kingdom of God is greatly prized, but earthly treasure isn't all it's cracked up to be. It doesn't always bring joy and an upside to life. I mean, you ask any of these lottery winners how their life has changed, we think it's going to be better. There's just story after story after story of failure and disappointment. The secret of life is a joy and a peace of knowing that God, the creator of the universe, loves us and cares for us. And we're okay in his world. And he promises us his life and joy and peace and hope and all of these other things. Happiness doesn't come from outside here. Happiness doesn't come from all the stuff we surround ourselves with. It's an inner insurance that we are okay. God gave you gifts and talents. He made you like you were. And if you use those gifts and talents for his good, you are going to be blessed. You will have joy and you'll have peace and you'll have happiness. That's the pearl of great price. It's not something out there. It's something that's found knowing that we are okay in God's eyes, huh? Trusting, maybe the question today I would like you to think about is, do you trust God? Do you trust God that he loves you? That he will always care for you? Do you trust God with your spouse, with your kids, with your health, with your money? Do you believe that the Creator, the Kichi Manadu, as our Anishinaabe brothers call him, the Great Spirit, do you trust God that this Great Spirit will always be with you? You know, it seems to me that there's so many people trying to live without God these days, and they're not finding much joy, huh? I think the way we do that is to wake up in the morning every day and say, God, use me today for your good. Open my eyes so I can see the world through your eyes, and if I can help, use me today for your good. And when you do that day after day, and it gets into being a pattern of your life, then no matter what the world throws your way, you know there's a peace in your heart and there's a joy in your heart because you're participating in this pearl of great price. Heard a story about a shipwrecked sailor. He was out in the ocean. Finally, he found a rock to hold on to. His buddy, once he found, got rescued days later, said, "Weren't you shaking like crazy?" He says, "Yeah, I was shaking, but that rock wasn't shaking." That's our lives. Sometimes we're shaking like crazy, but the rock, the solid rock of Jesus, will never shake. His promise is solid and sure, and it will always be with us. He'll always love us and care for us. There's no treasure that's comparable to knowing that you are in God's hands, and you will always be watched over and protected by him. That's this pearl of great price that Jesus is talking about. During the coffee hour, someone made the statement, "What is it that all these denominations bring? I can't hardly tell one denomination from another, and what pushes one thing and what pushes others?" And he looked at me for some kind of an answer, and it was not enough time to really talk about it, but I says, "I can tell you what the Lutheran Church holds on to. What the Lutheran Church in theological circles is known for, what the Lutheran Church brings to the theological table when we're talking theology, our understanding of God." He said, "What's that?" I said, "It's the grace of God." "Well, what's grace of God?" Grace is receiving a gift we don't deserve, huh? Grace is when you and I come into the presence of holiness, of purity, which is we call God or the Great Spirit or the Great Mystery. When we come into his presence, I know I'm not going to look so lovely. I'm not going to look so pure. I'm going to be pretty dirty. And I'm going to just throw myself down and say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So sorry." And God will say, "You've had a tough life, Jim. Come on, let me give you a hug." That's grace. That's grace. When when Jesus, a picture I get is Jesus sitting up on the Lincoln Monument, and there's this whole line of people waiting to be judged. I'm hoping that Saddam Hussein and Hitler are standing in front of me, because maybe then I won't look so bad. That's grace, and that's what the Lutheran Church brings to the theological table. We can't do it on our own. Jesus has done it for us, and that's the pearl of great price. And if you know that in here, and if you try to put it to work in your life, that's the pearl of great price. That's what it's all about. So, when all the outside things are distracting you and pulling you here and there, and you're not hitting the first prize on that fishing tournament, Bob, and you're not getting the biggest pumpkin, even though you're growing it, and you know, things just seem to be working against you. Loss of Duane in our lives, you know. All that stuff's going to happen because that's the way we live. But the promise is that there can always be a deep and abiding joy and peace that will walk with us. Something for us to think about today. Amen. May God's peace and love be with us always. Amen. Let's join in singing our next hymn, 764, Have No Fear, Little Flock. We'll invite our ushers to receive our morning offering.
Have no fear, flock, for the to give you the kingdom. Have no fear, little the Father will keep you in His love forever. Have good cheer, little flock. Praise the Lord high above. Praise the Lord high above. For He stoops down to aid you, uplifted for you. Praise the Lord high above. Thank the Lord.
Thank you. Please rise. Please turn to the prayers of intercession. On page 5, filled by the Spirit, let's do the offertory prayer, sorry. Let's pray the offertory prayer just above that. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. Filled by the Spirit, let us join the whole people of God in Christ Jesus in praying for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Let's take a moment for silent prayer. Gracious Lord, the unfolding of your words give light to those who love your name throughout the world. Fill the hearts of all preachers and teachers with your wisdom. Lord, in your mercy. Your earth is filled with abundant life. Fish, animals, plants and of all shapes and sizes, from the smallest shrub to the greatest tree. Teach us to conserve these gifts for the benefit of all. Lord, in your mercy. Righteous God, people of all nations clamor for justice. Give their leaders understanding minds to discern between good and evil, govern wisely, and listen to their suffering people. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful One, we trust that all things work together for good. Bring hope to those who have no job, who have no place to call home, or who are in any need. We especially remember in our prayers today the Long family as they mourn the loss of Duane in their lives. Comfort them. Send your holy angels to watch over them. Be with Shar Berg and her family as they mourn the loss of Shar's brother. Be with Darwin this week as he continues to fight cancer. And all those others in our lives who need your healing touch or need your loving concern, be with them, Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Search our hearts and minds and open the doors of this congregation to those who seek refuge or need a place to belong. That all who come to us find shelter in our life together. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Spirit that lives in each of us. We pray that that Spirit might awaken us in us, might remind us every day that you are alive, you are well, you love us, you travel with us, you'll watch over and protect us. Help us to live with you. Thank you for our sister Marilyn Elling, who celebrated her birthday today. Keep her in your loving care. And Lord, if you'd watch out for our loved ones, family, and friends this day, we'd sure appreciate it. Your face shines upon those faithful servants who now rest with you in your heavenly kingdom. Remind us that neither death nor life can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Into your loving hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ our Savior. Let's join in the prayer the Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from ill. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Go in peace. Share the good news. Let's sing the last two verses of hymn 422. But then there breaks a yet more glorious day. The Lord, the triumphant, rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Alleluia. Alleluia. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest